As promised, we are joined right now by a World Series champion. He is a Cy Young Award winner, six-time All-Star, more than 3,000 career strikeouts, all-time American League leader in strikeouts by a left-hander, 251 and 161 more wins than any other pitcher this century, and Under the Grapefruit Tree, the CC Sabathia story debuts this evening, 9 p.m. Eastern on HBO. It's going to be available to stream on HBO Max. He joins us right now to talk about it. CC, it's been a minute or two. It's great to have you on the show. How are you doing, CC, and how is life for you after baseball?
It's been a minute, Jim. How you doing? I didn't know that American League stat, the lefty, that's crazy. It's been good. I mean, I keep telling people I should have retired 5 years ago. I'm really good at retirement. I've been enjoying, you know, being home with the family, kind of hanging out. Obviously, it's been a tough year this year, but, you know, being able to reintegrate into my family, had that time back that I missed, it's been a blessing. So I'm doing pretty good.
That's great. It's great to hear your voice. CC Sabathia joining us. You know, I want to get into the documentary, of course, in a moment, but the Sabathia family Christmas card is the stuff of legend. As an example, a few years back, there was a Viewmaster Christmas card. Am I correct in thinking that this year there is a Chia Pet theme card? And if so, how did that come to be?
So this year was the Chia Pet. My wife comes up with these cards every year. I just kind of show up. I mean, we've done everything from Subway sandwiches to, we did Home Alone. We did, scenes out of Home Alone. So it's been all kind of stuff. And then this year, she thought it'd be cool to dress up as Chia Pets. And that was the Christmas card. So the Christmas card this year was a Chia Pet box with us on the cover. And the Chia Pet inside.
Yeah, we're showing it on CBS Sports Network right now. It looks awesome. So, CC, the documentary about your life comes and debuts this evening. How does it feel to be a few hours away from sharing this with the rest of the world?
No, it feels good. I'm excited. When we started filming last year, it wasn't in mind to have a documentary. It was just to film some cool moments. You know, coming up on my last year, 3,000 strikeouts, 250 wins. Thought it'd be cool to kind of have it like, home movie stylish to have for the kids and my grandkids or whoever else. But got through the middle, halfway through the season and thought it'd be good to, kind of try to tell the whole story. Never really talked about my battle with addiction or what led me to go to rehab. You know, there had been a lot of speculation around that time. So, now 5 years later, being a year removed from retirement, I thought it'd be a good time to, just kind of dig into all of that stuff.
CC Sabathia is joining us. In fact, I was going to ask you about that because you could have done the doc and it could have just been highlights about your career and most people would have done it that way. But you did want to talk about the tough times. You did want to get into all that. You wanted to share that. Why was that so important to you?
It's weird because the tough times is so much a part of my story. Just from the time that I growing up, like, everything, dealing with so much death and from a young age, I couldn't tell, the happy times without telling, everything that kind of went along with it. So, the sad times are part of my story, but, I just want people to know that, athletes and, whoever else, celebrities have, normal lives and go through different normal things just like everybody else. And, addiction has no prejudice, white, black, rich, poor, addiction strikes everybody, and hopefully this doc can help somebody.
Under the Grapefruit Tree, the CC Sabathia story does debut this evening on HBO, 9 p.m. Eastern. In 2015, CC, when you checked yourself into rehab, one of the assignments was to write a letter to yourself as if you were one of the family members. You wrote from the perspective of your son, Karsten. You said that when you were reading the letter, you realized that it sounded a lot like speaking to your father. What was that moment like?
It was just like a weight just lifted off my shoulders. Just like this darkness that, I was just trying to figure out what had been wrong with me. I mean, my father, by the time I went to rehab, my dad had been dead for 12 years. But I had never really, grieved or dealt with, any of those emotions. I just tried to pack them away and just keep going. And, I started reading that letter, and it was literally me writing a letter to my father. And like, in that moment, I just felt so much better and just felt so enlightened, I guess, if that makes sense. As to why I was drinking and why I was, what I was trying to, the feelings I was trying to chase away. So I just felt, in that moment that I had a better understanding of why I was actually an alcoholic.
CC Sabathia is joining us. CC, when? How old were you when you started to drink?
I was 14 the first time I had a drink. 14.
So, for instance, like your father never saw you play baseball in high school. What kind of an impact did that have on you?
You know what? At the time, I didn't really think it had an impact on me. But, you know, looking back, you know, on it now, it was just time that we missed. You know, if I had been so close with them, you know, up until I was 12 years old, and they split, and then I didn't see him again. So it was almost like he had turned me into this you know, great athlete that he never really saw, you know, got a chance to see what it turned into. And then even, you know, the same thing as far as me, you know, getting to the big leagues. And, you know, his dream was to watch me pitch in Yankee Stadium. All he ever talked about was me pitching for the Yankees. And, you know, for me to be able to come here and win a World Series and him not be a part of that, you know, that hurt too, because, you know, all these dreams that, you know, we had together, I got a chance to live out without him. And that still hurts.
Right, so how did you go about coping with that? That's really difficult. How did you cope with that?
You know what? It's just in that letter and, you know, dealing with the emotion of, you know, not having him around. And you know, sometimes if I'm driving down the street and I'm thinking about him and I need to cry, then I'll cry, you know. Or there's not a day that goes by that there's not something that reminds me of my dad or makes me think about my dad. You know, I still miss him a lot to this day. And, you know, not trying to hide or run from that emotion is what, you know, not makes me turn to a bottle every day.
CC Sabathia is joining us, being very candid about his background and story. So, CC, when you were drinking during the regular season, were you doing it when you were pitching? I mean, are we talking about a pretty regular habit? What was it like?
Yeah, I never was on the mound, actually, you know, had a drink on the mound or, you know, during the game or anything like that. But it would be right after games. And then I would, you know, I would drink the next 3 days, take 2 days off pitch, and then, you know, be on that routine. And almost, you know, not even almost, to the point where, you know, I did that for 15 years. So when I came out of rehab in 2016, I didn't know if I could pitch without alcohol. Like, it had become so much a part of my routine that I was worried about it not being in my routine, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I was going to say, how were you able to perform at a level like that, drinking like that? And then you posed the question. I was actually concerned whether or not I could do it without the alcohol. But I'll go back to my first question. How were you able to perform the way you did and have the career you did drinking like that?
Honestly, I kind of perfected detoxing myself. You know, I would go to the park that next day after I pitched. I would drink all night. I would go to the next day, to the park the next day, and just do cardio like crazy. Sweat everything out, and then do it again. And I would do that for 2 days straight. And then I wouldn't drink at all. It would just be, you know, water and Gatorade. And I would pitch. I mean, you know, when you're young, in your 20s, and, you know, I was, you know, in my 20s and early 30s, you could pretty much do anything.
We're talking to CC Sabathia. That's amazing. Like, so in October 2015, you finally felt like you had to reach out. You had to ask for help. How did you go about doing that? And why did you know at that point that this is the time I have to do this?
You know what, Jim, that was the first time, getting back to, you know, me being drunk on the mound, or, you know, how did it affect me? That was the first time that I actually was drunk at the field where I couldn't throw a bullpen. That morning, that Sunday morning, you know, and I was just like fed up. You know, it was a bunch of stuff that was going on during the season 2015. I got, you know, pictures of me out on the balcony smoking weed in Atlanta. Then I get into a altercation outside of a bar in Toronto. So I knew after Toronto that I needed to go to rehab. I just didn't know if I would, you know, have the balls to speak up and you know, say that I needed help. That's the hardest part about addiction is actually saying that you need help. So, you know, after that, you know, we clinched in New York, go to Baltimore, and, you know, I had drank that whole weekend and got to the field that Sunday morning and couldn't throw my bullpen. So I grabbed Chris Young and Dylan Betances, two of my closest friends still to this day, and told them what I was thinking about doing, and they both encouraged me that I was doing the right thing. And I went to Joe's office, and he called Cashman, and, you know, they both, the Yankee organization top to bottom, but really, you know, Cash and Joe 1,000% had my back and just made me feel like I was making the right decision, even on the eve of a playoff game. You know, they didn't care. It was just all about my well-being and, you know, how I was going to be for my family. And, you know, that made me feel like I was making the right decision when your employer, you know, the biggest franchise in sports history, has your back like that, it makes you feel like you're making the right decision.
You know, CC, that's so true. That is so critical and that's so pivotal. But I can't tell you how much I respect and admire that you're telling this story the way you are. And back to your point about the hardest part often is just saying, I need help. You also told the Daily News, quote, when we grow up in the hood, people were always telling us, don't cry, don't be a punk. You can't show any emotion, things like that. Is that what you're talking about in part when you say the hardest part is asking for help?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure, you know, dealing with mental health in general, growing up in the hood, that's not a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no such thing as mental health. So, you know, yeah, I mean, just actually, you know, saying that I need help, that I'm an alcoholic, that, you know, I can't control this, I think is the hardest thing for everyone. You know, just facing the addiction is the hardest part. The last 5 years of my life have been great. And I remember I used to sit on the other side when I was, you know, still drinking a lot, and, you know, people get sober and be like, man, my life is so much better now that I'm not drinking. And I used to sit on the other side and be like, that's bull crap. Like, I don't believe that. But now, 5 years being sober, you know, it's been the best 5 years of my life, and I definitely wouldn't have been able to pitch, you know, the tail end of my career had I been drinking the way I was early in my career. So, I mean, you know, dropping the alcohol was literally the best thing that you know, I could have ever did in my life.
We are talking to CC Sabathia. I'm really curious, like, when you look back on rehab, for instance, if the toughest thing was to ask for help and actually start that process, what was the experience then like, and what moments stick out to you the most?
Man, I'm going to be completely honest. Rehab, for me, was awesome. 29 days of no phone. Everybody knows where I'm at, and I just get a chance to, like, work on myself. I wish I could do that once a year, where I get a month to myself with no phone and just kind of reset. Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that sticks out to me, though, was, you know, writing a letter and just some of the things. Like, if you really...
CC. Oh, all right. Well, see if we can finish that up. We got to reestablish that connection. You know what? Let me take a short break, maybe. Why don't we take a really short break and see if we can just finish the interview up. It's an amazing conversation with CC Sabathia. That documentary drops this evening on HBO. Wait, don't go yet. Let's see if we can just get him back and finish it. All right, so again, it's Under the Grapefruit Tree, the CC Sabathia story. It debuts this evening. Yo, Adam, are you good? CC, got you back there. So finish that thought really quickly. You were saying that if you could, it'd be great to have something like that every single year, like 29 days, 30 days, no phone, reset. You love rehab for that reason.
Yeah, I did. But just, you know, you were asking me what's the biggest thing that sticks out.
Right.
You know, just me writing that letter.
Right.
So that happened early on in the rehab process. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, I was on my way to figuring out, you know, what was actually wrong with me. So, yeah, I mean, I think rehab can be really helpful if you go in there and with the right mind frame of trying to figure out what's actually wrong with you.
So, CC, I mean, you sound absolutely amazing, and you did the hard work, and you turned your life around. Can I ask you something? I mean, normally guys have to hit rock bottom to get that kind of leverage on themselves. I mean, how close did you come to losing everything?